The Pesukim record a well-known halacha, the halacha of Sibyon Haber. Kol Peterechem, every Chor, the Kol Vosor, Asher Kribu Vashem, Ba'olam of Abahemu Ye'alot. The Bechor goes to the Pesukim, Ah, Kodei Shifter. As regards the Bechor Ha'odam, there is a mitzvah she Kodei. The second Pesukim gives us more details of the deal with the Kodei Shifter after 1 month. The Erechem will get the permission to Shkolim, the amount of 5 shekels. That's the mitzvah of Pidin Abed. So, let's look at one particular halacha which relates to this. The Ramot, in the halacha of Pidin Abed, in here, there, the Mishin Hei, records the following psak halacha, which is a big tvar chidush. Says the Ramot, the Ein Ha'ar, Yotel Mitzvah, Alidei Shmir. Says the Ramot, this mitzvah, unlike so many other mitzvahs, cannot be performed Alidei Shmir. Basin in a similar vein, Basin cannot stand in place of the father to perform his mitzvah. So the Ramot, it has to be performed by the father himself. Okay?
So not in which
Oh, so we come to Beit Shaya, what happens in the situation? Some say indeed that we have to wait for the child to become a gadol, and then he can be put in himself. Then there's a particular ribui which says, either father is poyer or there's a ribui that the person himself can be poyer himself, but then the chayre has to wait to be a god. There's a great discussion of the possible what happens. I'll agree to that. But let's focus on this actual point. So that's the ruling of the Ramah. Now many of the Noite Kalim of Shulchan Aruch, they jump up at the Ramah and they say, what are you talking about? I've put just one of them, the Shah, the Tab also, and everybody, therefore Mu'at says the Shah. This is astonishing. So I'll climb along, first of all, from Svara. Climb along the Kol HaTera, Shlokha Yishal Adam Kamoitha. So what is different about Pidin Abed? Shlokha Yishal Adam Kamoitha, why shouldn't they work over here? Furthermore, says the Shah, not just a Svara, I will also prove to you from Ryan, the Chayim of Vuv Zivra Haram, he says it's actually open in Aram, there it called Shah, the Yotha Lutis Alidei Shliach, and in many other Svara, they criticize the Ramah. Similarly, the Gavah Seif Amad Ali Melech, Tomo Alzeh Sheheri, he at length criticizes the Ramah because of the Yotha Lutis Alidei Shliach. The Chayim, similarly, in the Seif of Tzeil Aladeret, the Tshuva Achaz, in the particular response that he wrote, she has Kimu Emel Kamad Lode Azor, when he writes them all the Gedolim agreed with him, the Yotha Lutis Alidei Shliach. Oh, Chayim of the Ramah, they say, what is this Svara? And furthermore, we cannot find any clear source for this Ramah. The Ramah, we know normally the Ramah is normally just quoting something, normally quoting something, not normally the Chadish thing, it's just himself. Occasionally, yes, normally he's quoting some earlier source. So here he says that he's quoting from the Tshuva of the Rivash, from the later Tshuva of the Rishonim. And says the Shah, actually, if you look in the Rivash, all you'll see is, the Kotah Da'achar Rivash Reka Omer, Elad Lemotzinu Shum Chiyuk Min HaTorah Al Odom Achir, Sheyaseh Atmei Shliach. All the Rivash is saying is, that we do not find in this mitzvah any obligation which lies on the community to put themselves in the stead of the father and perform the pidyon. Not like milah, for example, where if for some reason or other the father doesn't perform the milah, there's a mitzvah on the tzibur, on the basin, as representatives of the tzibur, to see to it that the child should have a milah. Because all the Rivash is saying is that there is no obligation over here to place oneself as the shliach of the father and perform the mitzvah. But he's not saying that one cannot perform this mitzvah in the Shliach. If the father so wishes to appoint the Shliach, that's not what the Rivash is not saying that. So there's no tomorrow, says the Shliach, and there's no source. So where is the Ramah? Where is the Ramah coming from? So let's look first at a few suggestions for an understanding of this Ramah. There are two sources. First, the Chasam Sofer, and then the Orach HaShulchan. Now, the Chasam Sofer says something fascinating, which is not a 100% vindication of the Ramah. Because the Ramah is saying that one cannot perform this mitzvah in the Shliach. The Chasam Sofer gives us an understanding, not why one cannot, but also upon him, a reason why it is particularly preferable not to perform this mitzvah in the Shliach, more so than any other mitzvah. Why would it be preferable more than any other? We know always it's better. Mitzvah boy, yoyim, maybe shnuchah. But what is particular about Pidin Abed He says an amazing idea to the Bederek. It'll be Bederek Drush, but a beautiful idea. Bahakov. Bavidian Adeh, says the Chasam Toivah. Nirali, Gamkein ain't regilin lafid shliach. It is not usual, it is not ideal to make a shliach. Why? Mishokhi says, Vavarki Bederek is trying, Ami, the Loya shliach. We know why were the Bechayim chosen at first. It is a sort of a chorus, a chorus, a Kodesh Bonsu, that when he killed the Bechayim, he saved, he spared the Bechayim of Am Yisrael. Now how did that take place, that situation, that process, that procedure? We know about Marcus, that it's been trying, but Ami, Veloi HaShliach. Al-Kain, the reason not is the Haskoi, Veloi HaShliach. Therefore, there is a particular idiom in this mitzvah to do it oneself, but not with a shliach. They tell a name as a remembrance of this name. Afal gav habishin kain ein lomu lefer lafu talidei shliach. This is not a full explanation of the Rambam. There's no reason to prohibit using a shliach. But I'll call upon him because not an ein regilin lafu shliach. At least a partial understanding why it is preferable not to use a shliach is as a remembrance of this name. The fact that I could just borrow from punish the Mitzrayim and spare Am Yisrael and did this directly himself without any intermediary, without any malach, without any shliach. So similarly, when we perform this mitzvah, we do it without any intermediary, we do it ourselves.
For all that mitzvah, when we have a shliach, is it not only
directly
doing it
oneself as a shliach? Yeah, there is a general principle, mitzvah boy, yoytem v'vishnuka. So here we're adding that in this mitzvah, there's an extra reason. All the more. And then he continues with a beautiful dictum in the Pasuk. We know we have the mitzvah of Pinyin Aveh is recorded already elsewhere in the Torah. In the parashas, at the end of parashas Bo, some people say that every morning there from the parashas in the Tefillin. So there also is recorded the mitzvah of the mitzvah of Pidyon Aveh. And the Chasam Sofer is Mazani, something amazing deal in the Pesukim. And the Chizushi Koroshim, the Chasam Sofer now in the second paragraph, in my Chizushi Malachoyer, I'm marking the Parshas Boi. I explained in Parshas Boi the following thing. She'elat HaBeh. Still over there, the Ben question, Mazoi. Well, what are these mitzvahs? What are these procedures? By Yihi Hiksha Parashat Shalchenu, and if all the answers, the story when Paris sent us out, by Yarek Hashem called the Chor, there is Mitzrayim, and therefore he said Hashem killed all the Mitzrayim. Therefore, Al Kain, the Lashon HaPosuk is Al Kain Ani Zoveach La Hashem. Therefore, I offer to Hashem called Peter Rechman the Chorim, all the Bechor animals, but called Bechor Bonai Esther, and all the Bechor of the children of Esther I am for you. So, there is a couple of points. What is this Lashon HaPosuk? Al Kain and Mizoy Beat Hashem Kofet Erechet. Seems like an extra sort of stress. Pay close attention to the wording. It seems a little extra stress that's perhaps unnecessary for the basic theme of the Pasuk. Al Kain and Mizoy Beat Hashem. Therefore, I offer Hashem. Well, I. Okay, listen. Therefore, that one does. That's what Am Yisrael do. Al Kain and Mizoy Beat, says the Pasuk. Says the Pasuk so far. That the She'ela of the men. It's not just why do we do these mitzvahs. But he sees that the father in particular to do these mitzvahs, the shechita of the bechor and the pidyon of the ben, the atzmoi, himself, in accordance with this hibur, that these things should be done oneself, not as a mitzvah. Ask the son, why are you particular to do these mitzvahs yourself? And that father answered, "Vayihi ki hiksha paradish al kenu, vayarin Hashem kol b'chor." Hashem himself killed every b'chor, not using a shliach. This is not using a shliach, al kenu, and neither there. Therefore, as a response, as a reminder to that, Chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, neither there, Hashem. I myself perform this procedure, b'chor b'chor b'lai ekseh, and every b'chor of my children, I myself am doing it. Okay, so that. A type of idea from the Chasam Sofer why there is a recommended practice over here not to do Pidyon Aveh and Yedei Shliach. But this isn't a full understanding of the Ramah, as we said, because the Ramah doesn't just recommend doing the Halidei Shliach, not to do the Halidei Shliach, but he actually, let's say, prohibits it. He actually says that the mitzvah cannot be performed Halidei Shliach, and unlike any other mitzvah. So, some understanding in the Ramah, what could be the source, or what could be the principle that lies behind such a tzach? So the Orach HaShulchan comes along with a different suggestion, which is a very big kiddush, and one needs to check it out and call up to Rukula and see if it works. But this is what he says. Nevertheless, says the Orach HaShulchan, it appears to me that the Ramah is true. Although all the other great poets criticize the Ramah, the Shah, the Tzad, everybody else, this is Orach HaShulchan I get to defend the Ramah. The whole mitzvah, Shah Torah, honorable Furish, any mitzvah which the Torah writes explicitly, you must do this mitzvah. Any mitzvah where the wording of the Torah is specifically, you perform this mitzvah, well, I cannot do it any day shliach. Why be the Dorim? For example, the Dorim, the Aforet Abal the Ishtoi, and the Baal, the Baal is Mefer for the wife. We pass it like the opinion of the Zorish, Isha Yikimed and the Isha Yikimed. It says the word that the husband is made better than Nato, and from that we extrapolate, we understand the husband is made better, but not a Shliach, not a Shliach. Talking about me in the same sense, Kim the Sim for the Pope, well, therefore, Tivseh, since it says that all your children, Tivseh, you be Poyet, but not a Shliach, but not a Zorish, the Mina. So you do it, not the Shliach. And it's not like, for example, another mitzvah mila, where if we look in the wording of these psukim, lo huskra b'atoyra lo furish al ma'at, we will not find anywhere that it says, you be ma'at. You perform mila. But see, you as the av, yasinon, without an av, if I yom al Avram, it is top below. Avram was ma'at yitzhak, and we understand from that, how we now see that there is a chiyuv to do so to all future generations. But it never says, you perform mila. And even another case where we find a similar thing, says the Orach HaShulchan, with Truma, for example, one can make a Shliach to be Mafish Truma, where it says the word Atem, but we have to put Darshan from the extra word, Gav Atem, you, also you, which tells us Alidei Shliach, but without that we wouldn't have known. So says the Orach HaShulchan, any place where we do not have this extra indication, then there is no possibility of performing it with the Shia. And he says another shot, also based on the type of drosha. So these are types of possible defenses. So there are not, which nevertheless are all Dvar Chiddush. And so I thought that others have taken Orach HaShulchan, it's all very nice, but you can't make up your own types of droshas like this. And Darshan Sukkah, we don't normally find that in the posting, you know, droshas we normally leave for the Gemara, and after that, we just deal with what's changed in the Gemara. So it doesn't have any clear thoughts. And the Gemara is Ramah, and other poskim don't pack in it. But nevertheless, it's definitely known to be makir to the Ramah, at least the Chachilah, in some cases where there's no shahat on the path. And I saw this morning something fascinating. It's not on the sheet, so I only saw it this morning. But an amazing thing, the Ramah, there are two big clashes on this Ramah. One from a Gemara, and one from a Pasuk. That's really something. I'm not really going to ask the Kashmir permission for a writer, for a apostle. I'll tell you first the Kashmir from the Gemara, and they can both be answered with one Yisur. The Gemara tells us in the Chorus of the Mul Amad Alad, there was one of the Amiroid who performed Pidyon Aven, clearly, almost openly mashma in the Gemara, he performed Pidyon Aven, Alidei Shliach. So the wording of the Gemara is here, the Rav Ashi Shobar Lei. Rav Ashi Shobar, he said it. Shobar Lei, he said, an amount of money shifts to Zubi, the Rav Acha brings the Ravina for Pidyon Aven. He sent this amount of money to Rav Acha, was the Kohen, for Pidyon Aven. But if he sent it, means, in fact, I didn't give it to him directly. If I give you something directly, we don't call it that I sent it to you. I say I sent it to you, and we apply to him like mail, post, whatever. I mean, he sent it with a shliach. So almost open in the Gemara that you can perform pidyanim with the shita, not like the Ramah. Put a major kasha on the Ramah. That's a Gemara, a kasha from a Gemara. Before you start blooming with that. Second kasha, not only is it shita on the Ramah from a Gemara, it's shita on the Ramah from a Pasuk. That's shita on the Ramah from a Pasuk. Because if we look back in Parashat Bamidbar, in Parashat Bamidbar there was a, you know, how do we say it, a sort of mass retail pigeon before ceremony. Major pigeon up end ceremony. Communal pigeon up end. But when did this take place? There was a whole swap over between the Bukharin and the Levine. The Levine took place of the Bukharin, and whoever was the Bukhar who had a Ben Levi to sort of swap in didn't need to give Keset to be paid to himself. And then there was some Bukharian extra who didn't have more than the Levian, more than the amount of Levian who there were, and they had to give money to be paid to themselves. Did you know that? Okay. The words of the Tsukim over there, because the problem was dread is Moshe Rabbein, but it's not that strong Moshe Rabbein, says you should take from those who are going to pay the money. But of that, so you should take Chameshet Shkolim Adam Goyet, take 5 shekel apiece, that's the amount of Pidyon Aven, Moshe Rabbeinu should receive it. But of that, so I give this to Aaron and Levon, and give the money to Aaron and Levon. So Moshe Rabbeinu is the Shliach. Pidyon Aven is normally performed by giving it to the Kohen. And Moshe Rabbeinu is the Shliach. But from opening the Moshe Rabbeinu, you collect the money and give it to the Aaron and Levon. And that's what he did, they had Moshe's Kessler, he did. But he's made his dry lock.
That's
the question. But he did Moshe's as opposed to those Bukharians coming to Aaron HaKohen directly and giving the money to Aaron HaKohen. Which is how Pidyon Bukhar should be performed, of course, especially according to the Ramah. The Ramah says, no Shliach. So says the Balaam, he's going to die various things in these Pesukim. And he says, one point that we can see from these Pesukim, Agav. By the way, Hosea, we can understand from here, Shahara Pidyon and De Moshe. The Pidyon was performed via Moshe Rabbeinu. Ukeda Kashach Yeredev. That's the opinion of the Shach in Yeredev. Not like the Rabbah. She also lived with Ali De Shia. So maybe we can say that he's different, but we still hear that in truth it was the Levine taking place of the Bukharim, so maybe all that. But you've got to answer both of these questions with one fundamental yesod. This is on the sheet. So the Chassam Sofer says that we have to give consideration over here. So what do we mean, Pidyon HaBen Alidei Shliach? What exactly are we referring to when we talk about Pidyon HaBen Alidei Shliach? What is it that the Ramah says is Pidyon HaBen Alidei Shliach and you cannot do it? What is it?
You made something.
Well, that's the normal understanding.
It's just a whole ceremony that person will say,
what
do you want more? Would you want the son or the money?
Or maybe it's a ceremony. That's a slight variation of what the Chassam Sofer is going to say. But the Chassam Sofer says that it. He says, in truth, this mitzvah, the mitzvah is that your money, it's a certain monetary obligation. Person's money should be, person should expend a certain expenditure, and that money should get to the claim. He says, for the performance of the bare essentials of this mitzvah, one doesn't require their father Shliach. Even Shliach, I would entrust this money in trust of a monkey, and the monkey would deliver it from me to the Kohen. He says, that would also be a performance of this mitzvah. This mitzvah, the mitzvah is that my money should arrive at the Kohen. We don't require the clown shliach. I would send him in a robot, it would be good.
No, come on.
The mitzvah is that the Kohen should have my money to receive 5 shekels from my bank account. So I'm going to do a bank transfer, it would also be good.
Okay, so what does it mean? Off your money.
Off. So what's it mean? It has to be mine. What the Ramah is discussing is what would be if the shliach would wish to place himself fully in my sphere. And to say, I'm going to stand in your shoes, and I'm going to provide the money. Then what would be? Then you need him to be your shliach. Then we need the lumbus of shlucha yinaladon kamoifa. And that is what the Rambam is saying is not good. Over here, that's good, but because the bottom line is no, we need it to be your money. Even for a person to stand in your place and say, I'll provide the money and I'll step into your shoes, they got nothing. That's not good. It needs to be with the own money of the shliach. That would not be good. It needs to be the money, that really is what the Rambam is getting at. It needs to be the money of the father. And when it is the money of the father, then it's perfectly good. And then we don't require shlichus altogether. It's not even a longus of shlichus. We don't need. And we can learn the sugars in Kiddushin or whatever, where the Gemara loves the drasha that exists, the content of shlichus. Well, we don't need the content of shlichus for that. That's just that my money arrives at the crime. And there are laws not saying that that's not good. That's perfectly okay. And with this, the two sources that we asked from are now perfectly understood. Any case where the money is coming from the father himself, from the one who's obliged in this mitzvah, in all those cases, there is no problem with the then it's perfectly good. So the Gemara that we asked for in Bechairus, where Ravina sent money with his shliach, was it Ravashi? Ravashi sent money with his shliach. He sent his own money, so there are more perfectly okay than that. Or the episode at the end of Parashat Bamidbar, where Moshe Rabbeinu collected money and brought it to Aaron HaKohen. That's just a delivery job over there. We don't need shliach. So that's not what the Rambam was ever talking about. Yeah.
Isn't the substitution when I charge the shliach to marry someone from me, he cannot go and buy a ring and give it to the lady. He has to take the ring from me and give it to her. No? Isn't it? Shouldn't that be my money?
Yeah.
So it's exactly the same thing. So it's we never have a shliach can decide. You know, I'm buying from my okay. Your shliach, I'm going to buy the cow and give it to here, or I'm going to buy the ring and give it.
So we ask you, we're saying it. If this is the case, there are boys referring to. Then what the hell would happen? Why wasn't there a boss to point that out? You can't make a shliach for such a case.
That for
sure,
the shliach is taking the money from the person who
gives it,
that
might
be for pollution and other things, right?
So if that would be the case, that would be absolutely possible that you can't make a shliach. So why would there be more talk about that as well?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a good question. Our time we make like a slight variation on the custom soy book. Instead, there are more also on these same types of lines that it is a case where a shliach is good, and another case where a shliach is not good. I think it might answer your question, but I wrote exactly the details of how it goes, but I don't want to say it wrong. let's add one final point. Nevertheless, having said all these conditions, what we've shot in the Rambam, it does appear that, as in the Tachila, the accepted practice was to try to avoid shliach, even any type of shliach. In accordance with the simple reading of the law, that one doesn't do this mitzvah in a shliach, seems to have been accepted practice to avoid a shliach. Any type of any situation of shliach. Nevertheless, there is one situation where some critics can suggest that in fact a shliach would be preferred. Shliach would be better. What could that be? Says the this comes from a dog on their above and they're on a short list quoting it, it wouldn't be so nagera nowadays.
But the not saying is
sorry?
There's not one
thing
that one should be given
to the Hashem.
What
should that give you to the Hashem?
That's right.
But even though that doesn't fit with normal flour, and it's for boy, it would be shlo, but that's because over there the wording of the pasuk itself is mishle modest. A sending of modest. Some want to say that the meaning of it, what is a sending? A sending of modest, but that's what it means to do exactly this. Let's just look at this one case. It wouldn't apply nowadays, but what happened in bygone days when there was no telephone and no email and no anything. So if somebody what happens if a father needs to go away, he needs to travel within, and he knows he's not going to be around when the 30-day period of And so he finishes it up. Day 30 when he comes to mitzvah, but he's not going to be in town. So, two ways how you could deal with this scenario. One way to deal with this is to say, well, the father can be poisoned the child wherever he is. In principle, we're used to seeing the whole ceremony of sitting up there, etc., but in principle, it's a very nice ceremony. It doesn't have to be that way. The bare essentials of the mitzvah is that the father should give the money to the kohen. So maybe the father should give the money to the kohen wherever he is. But then you are relying on the fact that the child is still alive. So he is. But in halacha, there is a concept that there is a 30-day period until the child is yotzei, what we call chedkat nefel, a possibility of being a nefel, of being a child who doesn't have long-lasting life, and that takes a 30-day period. So says the Dogon Beravada that since the father has left town within that 30-day period, and now he gives money to the kohen, on what basis do you know as well that the child is still living? Because better, says the Dogon Beravada, in this situation, better to appoint a shliach, somebody who is in town, will be able to see that the child is still alive. But the Chassam Sofer, again, he's quoted on this. It brings into a long arrivals in this studio of the 30 days and the Cheskas Nefalim. But I just want to put an interesting thing, a story that the Chassam Sofer said in his Tshuvas, where he disagrees with this opinion and says there's no problem, even if you've got out of town, you can still be quoted. And he said, the last thing on the sheet. The story of the Chassam Sofer is just fascinating, how the Chassam Sofer remembered the precise details of a story that in Kishinev took place many, many years before he wrote this Tshuva. What we were need to do is come and let us rely on the Rebbe of Hagol, the Chosid Shebikuna. Let us rely on the teaching of my Rebbe, the Chosid Shebikuna, who was the great Rebbe of the Chassam Sofer, a year before of Lotan Adler, was the Rebbe of the Chassam Sofer. Let us rely on his ruling. He himself was a client. Shehu, at the end of the first line, Shehu Kibel, he himself received Ezrin Tzvatziga. 20 Tzvatziga was the name of a coin which was around in the time of those times. He himself accepted 20 coins, the pigeon Bechor, as a pigeon of a Bechor of Irani. The Bechor is a Ben Toyer, and he even tells you who it was. He seems to harass Rav Isaac, a youth called Rav Isaac, who was then a baby. He accepted the pigeon Bechor money for him, made of it from his father, Reb Ozer. Now this Reb Ozer was from the Kehillah setting, and Reb Nachman Adler accepted the money from this Reb Ozer, the Ir Vi, in the town of Vienna. The Yom Shloshim Le'echol on the 34th day. Now the Chorim, where was the baby? The baby wasn't in Vienna. The baby had an Eitz Arimah. The baby was with the mother, the Kehillah Kadosh Ha'amal, in this place, Tehrim, which is where this Reb Ozer lived. And this took place in the year Tokhut Menhei, to Yotki Mayim Azei Muri Hagol Hanal, when I studied with my Rebbe Lotan Adler. But her in the Sibah Ahi, and there was in that gathering, Oiz Muflogi Toyo. Many other great Talmudic Chavis, so the Rifrin Adam was there, and nobody even batted an eye. So it appears that the Chavis Toyo, that even in this scenario, where we are not in the presence of the child, and the father left the presence of the child still within the 30-day period. Nevertheless, we are preferring doing Kiddush Aven with the father direct, over and above doing it on Yidei Shliach. That was the Maitre Rav with his Rebbe, Rav Zalman.